This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian officials say air defenses thwarted an intense Russian air attack on Kyiv and shot down all missiles aimed at the capital with the help of Western-supplied weapons. The assault early Tuesday came as European leaders sought new ways to punish Russia for the war, and a Chinese envoy sought traction for Beijing's peace proposal. Loud explosions boomed over Kyiv as the nighttime attack combined Russian missiles launched from the air, sea, and land. A Ukrainian official said Russia's latest attack on Kyiv was, quote, exceptional in its density. Ukrainian prosecutors say they have arrested the head of the country's Supreme Court over an alleged bribery case a day after authorities said they were investigating large-scale corruption at the court. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
Photos appear to show stacks of American $100 bills lined up on a couch found during an investigation. The National Anti-Corruption Bureau director did not name the person arrested, only that it was the head of the court and that they were suspected of taking a bribe worth $2.7 million, the highest profile discovery in the agency's history. The current Chief Justice of the Supreme Court is Vsevolod Kuznetsov, who could not immediately be reached for comment, although the Supreme Court says it's fully cooperating with the investigation and has initiated a process for expressing no confidence in Kuznetsov.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. The U.S. Justice Department announced a series of criminal cases tracing the illegal flow of sensitive technology, including Apple's software code for self-driving cars and materials used for missiles, to foreign adversaries like Russia, China, and Iran. This is VOA News. A settlement for Sudanese in Chad that didn't exist a week ago is now the size of a town. Henry Wilkins reports from the newly created camp on the Sudan-Chad border in Barada.
Aid groups are struggling to help 25,000 refugees who arrived in Chad from Sudan last week. The mayor of Barota, Toko Bahat, says he is happy to welcome the refugees as his guests and points out his community has strong ties with those across the border, but resources are strained. He says people need a lot of help with food and especially water. Because there's no rain, there is a scarcity. Chad's rainy season starts this month. The deep gullies on the road to Barota will fill with water, making access for aid groups more difficult. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Barota, Chad.
Namibia's Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday the government must recognize the unions of same-sex couples who married in countries where it was legal for them to do so, even though same-sex marriage remains illegal in Namibia itself. The ruling, which drew mixed reactions in the socially conservative country, was in sharp contrast to developments in Uganda, where one of the world's most draconian anti-LGBT laws is expected to come into force imminently. A Ghanaian social media influencer has pleaded not guilty in the United States to deceiving older single Americans out of $2 million through Lonely Heart scams. Mona Faiz Montrage was part of a group of fraudsters in West Africa who tricked men and women into thinking that they were in relations with them, according to federal prosecutors. The 30-year-old, who boasts more than 4 million followers on her Instagram page, even pretended to marry one of her victims to further her fraud, the Justice Department alleges. A Nigerian chef has set a new global record for the longest hours nonstop cooking, surpassing the current record, AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
At the cooking site in Lagos, a countdown to Hilda Baki breaking the Guinness World Record. Baki had been cooking since last Thursday when she set out to beat the 87 hours and 45 minutes set in 2019 by Lata Tundun, an Indian chef. Baki had only 5-minute breaks every hour, or an accumulated 1 hour after a stretch of 12 hours for everything else, from bathing to medical checkups and resting. The chef says it was just friends who'd prompted her to aim for 100 hours. Celebrations followed, with supporters chanting, "Hilda, we want a party." I'm Charles De La Desma.
And I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.